Today's daf is Bava Basra's daf Kuf Nun Beis. We left off on daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the sugya of comparing Matna Shchiv Meira to what we call Mitzava Machmas Misa, which apparently are two different things. Now, the only chiluk we've seen so far in the Gemara between a Matna Shchiv Meira and Mitzava Machmas Misa in terms of just defining what they are is that Mitzava Machmas Misa, at the time that the person gives the Matana, they mention the idea of death. They mentioned the fact that they're dying. That's what we had the story on the top of Kufnan Alfin Beis, where the witnesses had said that the woman had said, Vaidu Kamisa Hachitza, that woe unto this woman, she's going to die, and her brother's not coming to receive the Matana, etc. So he said, okay, so that's a Mitzav Machmas Misa. Mitzav Machmas Misa, it could be that Imam Al-Khazar, even in situations where Imam Ashkimira, where otherwise you would say not Choser. But we were focusing specifically on the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was Mechadesh, at least according to Rava, Rav Nachman was Mechadesh, that in regards to Matna Shchiv Meira, that Matna Shchiv Meira B'Miktsas, rather, the Gemara was discussing, right, the Gemara had said, Matna Shchiv Meira B'Miktsas, first we thought that Rav Nachman said that it's like a matnas bari and like a matnas shchiv meira, in the sense that it's like a matnas bari im amad eno chozer, and it's like a matnas shchiv meira that does not require a kinyan. But then Rav Nachman said, if you have a matnas shchiv meira b'miktsas, again, matnas shchiv meira b'miktsas means a person is a shchiv meira, they're on their deathbed, but they don't give everything away, they give something away. A matnas shchiv meira b'miktsas. Rav Nachman said, harei k'matnas bari ubaya kinyan. It's like a regular healthy person giving any sort of gift, and therefore you need a kinyan like any other normal gift that a regular healthy person would give. It requires a kinyan. So right now we're asking kashas on Rav Nachman. We asked one kasha on Rav Nachman, one or two on Rav Nachman yesterday, and now we are up to Eisvei Rav Misharshia L'Rava. Actually, we may have read that one already. Eisvei Ravina L'Rava, I think, is one we're up to. About 10, 12 lines from the bottom of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 13 lines from the bottom of the page. Eisvei Ravina L'Rava. So asks the Gemara, Eisvei Ravina L'Rava, Homer Tnu Get Zeli Ishti. If a man says, give this get to my wife, Ushtar Shichru Zela Avdi, or give this Shtar Shichru to my Eved, so that he could be freed, Umeis, and then the man dies, lo yitnu la achar misa. You're not allowed to give the get to his wife, nor the shtar shichur to his eved, after the bailim dies. Tnu mana leploni umeis, yitnu la achar misa. But if he says, here, give this $100 to so-and-so, and then he dies, then you do give it la achar misa. We assume that the person was already kona it. So isn't this a raya that it's a matna shchiv meira b'miktsas, it seems, right? Because after all, we assume that the money is not every last penny that he owns. So it's a matna shchiv meira b'miktsas, and apparently it did not require a kinyan. So it's a raya against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said a matna shchiv meira b'miktsas is treated just like a matna bari, where you would need a kinyan. Over here we see you don't need a kinyan, that it's going to be chal anyway. So you do give lachar misa, dafka by a get, and by a shtar shichur it's going to be different, but by the money, so it does not require a kinyan, you do give it, even though it's matna shchiv meira b'miktsas. So says Gemara, who said there was no kinyan? Umimai delo kanaminai. Who told you that in this case there was no kinyan that was made? Maybe there was a kinyan that was made. So answers the Gemara, no, we know there was no kinyan. Dumya de get. Ma get lav bar kinyan, af hainami de lo kanumine. Just like a get is not something that's subject to kinyan, so to over here we assume that he was not kona. So therefore it's still a raya, it's still a kasha on Rav Nachman. What does it mean? Get is not subject to kinyan. So what it seems to mean is that this type of kinyan, where I just say, give this to so-and-so, that would not be a valid form of kinyan by a get. By a get, you need some sort of stronger form of kinyan. For instance, there's a machlokas rishonin, if you could be megarish and isha by being makna her the get with a kinyan agav. Right? Can she make a kinyan agav bikona karka, and agav the karka bikona the get, wherever it might be. So Rashi's shita is that being kona get the kinyan agav does work, and many other rishonim say no, that that's not called the nesina, that it doesn't work. What we have to realize is that get fundamentally works by different rules than other kinyanim. This is the famous comment of the ktsos. The ktsos in in Ksos HaChoshen, not in Avnei Milum, in Ksos HaChoshen, Simin Reish, Sivkat and Hay, the Ksos has the following suffix, which leads him to a tremendous chiddush, which relates to our Gemara. The suffix that he raises is the following. What happens if Reuven gives a shtar matana to Shimon on his house? Reuven wants to give his house to Shimon as matana. So what does he do? He puts the shtar matana in the house, and he says, here, be kona the house with the kinyan chatzer, right? Be kona the house by being kona the shtar with the kinyan chatzer that's in the house, right? With the shtar that's in the house. So, right, hinni nosin l'chas abayis ima shtar matana shabatelcho. I'm giving you the house with the shtar matana that's inside the house. So do you say that he's kona? Because after all, if he doesn't acquire the shtar, then he doesn't yet own the house. And if he doesn't yet own the house, then he can't acquire the shtar. So it's a vicious cycle. He doesn't own. You need something to happen first. So do you say that it works? What would be the havmin to say that it works? Because we have a similar idea by get, right? We have a concept of gita v'chatzer ban keecha, that the woman can't be kona anything with her chatzer until she's divorced, but her chatzer could be kona for her the get. So we have such a concept of Gita v'chatzera ba'in ke'echad. So would you say the same thing? So would you say the same thing over here? V'chinami chatzera v'gita ba'in ke'echad v'ray b'shosh shazark la geto chatzera da'in enu chatzera ala yedei get nasa chatzera. When you give her the get, that's when her chatzera becomes her chatzera. U'kmo gabe evin d'nasi yado al yedei ha'get shichur. And you have to say such a vart by get, because we know by get shichur. V'shah shichur never it has to be that way. You own the evin ziyad. So what's he kona the shtar shichur with his hand? How can he be kona the shtar shichur? You own that yad. So you have to say gito v'yado ba'in kechad. So maybe says the ksalos hachinami nasa chatzer de Shimon alidei shtar matana shabachatzer. Maybe the same should work for a regular shtar matana. The chatzer should become Shimon's chatzer through the shtar matana that's inside the chatzer. That's the suffix the ksalos raises. So in answering that suffix, he's mechadesh something phenomenal about a get. He says, "Ula'achara iu nira pshita, dikia gavna enu zolcha." He says, "Once I thought about it, I realized that it's obvious that this does not work by a shtar matan on a house. Dikivan da chaser v'ashtar adayin lo yatsu mirushuso, eich yiskebo amakabel. If the chaser and the shtar did not yet leave your rishus, how could the makabel be kona it? Umeayin yi alolam makabel zechia bebeso b'shtaro. Where's his kinyan in the house and in the shtar?" We said by a get it works. So here's the key. Nira to get shiny. Get is different. To get isha u'de'eved lo ba'i zechia she yiske derech zechia. By a get, there's no requirement that a formal kinyan be done. Kiven de isha ve'eved bal karcha. Vein zechia bal karcha. And he says, I'll prove it to you. A woman you could divorce technically, it's a violation of Chaim Derbein Gershom, but technically Midar Raisa, one can divorce a woman Bal Karcha, against her will. Where do we ever find a person is Kona something Bal Karcham? A person is ever Kona something against their will? It doesn't work in Halacha to be Kona something against a person's will. But yet you see that by the Isha and by the Eved, they can receive their get Bal Karcham. Elavada de Gabi Isha lo bayu rak vinasan biyada. So the din is, by an isha, you don't need a kinyan, what you need is a nesina. The Torah says, v'nasan biyada, it never says that you need to be makne it to her. V'chein be'eved leka Torah zechia v'akna bal karcho. By an eved also, there's no din of zechia and hakna'a, it's a din of v'nasan. Ah, me high time and nami nira b'had the kaimel and kisva al yisrei and akasher. And in that way we understand also, that which it says, that if you write a get on yisrei hana'a, the get's going to be kosher. You can't be makan Yisurei Hana. There's no kinyan on Yisurei Hana. That's fine. You don't need a kinyan on the get. All you need is a nesina, a maisa nesina from one person to the other. And that's why the get's going to be kosher on Yisurei Hana. Ulefize nira b'shtar matana shekosval Yisurei Hana de lo mahani. And therefore, says the Ksos, while it's true that we paskin a get written on Yisurei Hana works, a shtar matana written on Yisurei Hana would not work, because by shtar matana you need more than a nesina, you need a kinyan. Umishum de gabi shtar matana kasu ve'ekach ha'sefra makno be'inon ha'mikno be'inon sheyiske bo ha'mekabel. Since by shtar matana you need an actual kinyan, ubu surei hana lo shaych torah zechia lefi mashkos v'rashba b'tshuva nizkar. And by surei hana we don't find zechia according to what the Rashba writes in that tshuva. Va'afilu hachi gabe kiddushin mahani kisvu b'Yisrael. Nevertheless, when it comes to kiddushin, saying it works even if you wrote it on Yisrael. Why should it work for kiddushin? So he says, pashut, we always say iskish v'yatzav v'haisa. There's always comparison between the way a get works and the way kiddushin works. So if a get's going to work al Yisrael, then kiddushin will work al Yisrael as well. Why does a get work on Yisrael? Because you don't need a kinyan, all you need is v'nasan. So that relates very much back to this discussion in the Rishonim. Can you be kona a get through a kinyan agav? Well, kinyan agav is a valid form of kinyan. What should be the problem? Could be that, yes, it is a valid form of kinyan, but by get, the operative question is not, is it a kinyan? The question is it v'nasan biyada? And kinyan agav doesn't seem like v'nasan biyada. Right? Chatzera, you could say chatzera is mitam yad is rabbi, that chatzera is a din of yad. But kinyan agav doesn't seem to be at all v'nasan biyada. And that could be the issue in the Rishonim. But anyway, so the point in our Gemara is, though, that we see that here you have a matna shchiv mirah b'miktsas, you're giving a partial matna shchiv mirah, and apparently saying tnu manu l'ploni obligates. Just saying, I want you to give $100 to so-and-so is mechayiv. You don't need anything more than that. You have to, the $100 is done, even though you didn't make a kinyan. So isn't this a raya against Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman held that for a matnah shchiv mirah b'miktsas, you do need to make a kinyan. So this is a Gemara very similar to what we answered yesterday on the previous question. No, that's talking about a case where you're mitzav machmas misa, meaning where you mention at the time that you say that you want to give the $100, I'm giving the tenu mana l'ploni because I feel like I'm dying. And if you say because I feel like I'm dying, that's called the mitzav machmas misa, and therefore you don't need a kinyan. Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua amar mitzav machmas misa ba'alma baya kinyan. Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua says, you know what? In general, by mitzav machmas misa, you do need a kinyan. You can't get away without making a kinyan, against what we've been assuming. V'chita'ai, what are you going to do with these two last mishnayos or brises that we just quoted? Right, we just quoted two cases where our only way out for Rav Nachman was saying that it's a mitzav machmas misa, and that's why you don't need a kinyan. So why in these cases did you not need a kinyan if Rav Huna says mitzav machmas misa does need a kinyan? So v'chita'ai, hani masniyasa b'mechali kol nechasav. No, these cases weren't talking about where you gave $100 and nothing else, although it sounded like that's what it was talking about. No, it's talking about in the process of dividing up your entire estate and giving everything away, one of the things you mentioned is that you want to give $100 to Ploni. But the situation is not, it's not a matna shchiv mirah b'miktsas. It's a matna shchiv mirah b'kulo. You're giving away everything. We already had this idea that although a partial matna shchiv mirah is not as strong, or in some sense might be stronger, might have a din of a matnas bari, as opposed to a complete matna shchiv mirah in regards to a ma'amar chozer, right? That if a shchiv mirah gets better, and he gave away all of his nechasim, we assume the Mishnah had said he wasn't serious, he didn't really mean to give away all of his nechasim, if he was going to get better, it was only on manas that he was going to die. But a partial matna shchiv mirah, if he gets better, the gift still stands, right? That's the chiluk we made, but we said when you're mechalik nechasim, even though to this person you didn't give everything away, that would have a din of giving everything away, because you're mechalik nechasim to between everybody that you gave to, you gave everything away, and we would assume a person would not give everything away if he was planning on living. So that's what these two mishnayos must have been talking about, where you're mechalik nechasim, that's why you didn't need a kinyan. It wasn't a matna shchiv mirah mitzvah, it was a complete matna shchiv mirah. But what do you see over here? We have machlokas by mitzvah machmas misa. By Mitzav Machmas Misa, we have Machlokas by Matna Shchiv Mirah B'Miktsas, whether you need a Kinyan, and we have Machlokas by Mitzav Machmas Misa, whether you need a Kinyan. So how do we paskin? Says the Gemara, V'Hilchsa, Matna Shchiv Mirah B'Miktsas, by a Kinyan, V'Alflag Av Demeis. A Matna Shchiv Mirah B'Miktsas requires a Kinyan, even though you died, it doesn't work. Even if the person died, it doesn't work without a Kinyan. Mitzav Machmas Misa, lo by a Kinyan, V'Hu Demeis. And a mitzvah machmas misa won't require a kinyan, provided that the person died. But amad chozer v'afagav dekana minei. But if he doesn't die, if he gets better, then he can retract the mitzvah machmas misa, can retract that kinyan, even though the kinyan was made, it's not going to be a binding kinyan. So by mitzav machmas misa, it seems that we paskin that you don't need a kinyan, you just need to die. By matna shchiv mirah b'miktsas, you do need a kinyan. by matneshkim ra legamri, where it's not matneshkim ra b'miksos, it's not even a discussion, right? That of course you don't need a kinyan. That's the very chiddush of the concept of matneshkim ra. We had a whole daf explaining, trying to figure out the source for that idea that you don't need a kinyan for a matneshkim ra. The Ritva just explains what exactly is a mitzvah machlos misa. So the Ritva says it's hainu mesukan shekafatz alav hacholi. It's someone who's dangerously ill that got sick very suddenly. Or someone who explicitly says, I'm giving this after I die. Meaning I want this to happen after I die. Or, third possibility, and this is the one we had in our Gemara, you mention the fact that you're going to die as you're giving the gift, without necessarily being dangerously ill, nor with necessarily saying that you only want this to happen after you die. The very mention of dying at the time of the giving of the gift would be enough to qualify someone as a mitzvah machlos misa. Where did the Ritva get that idea? That was the top of this Amud, where the case of that woman who says that vayla, that woe unto this woman who's going to die at the time that she was giving the gift. Now, it's not necessarily the greatest raya because she was also sick at the time, right? That's why she summoned her brother, because she was feeling ill at the time. So the Ritva makes sound like she doesn't even have to be sick. So that's the Ritva. Fine, let's see the Gemara Vayter. Today's daf. Itmar. Matneshkimra shekasuba kinyin. If you have a matneshkimra that says a lashon of kinyin in it, be rav mishmed rav army arkveh tre rikshi. Be rav says in the name of rav that it's riding on two sides of the fence at the same time. It's trying to, it's meaning basically it seems like a direct contradiction. Why? What exactly is going on? So this lashon of Arkavei Atrei Rikshi is a very popular lashon in Rishonim and Poskim. Now, whenever we have something that seems like contradiction, I don't know how many times it comes up in Shas, but in Rishonim and Poskim it's very, very popular. So what exactly is the Arkavei Atrei Rikshi over here? So Rashbam fills us in. Matneshkim Rash Kasba Kinyin Be'rav Ami Arkavei. So Rashbam says a couple of chidushim along the way also, though. Says Rashbam, Al Karchach Bekosev Kol Nechasa Pligi Rav Shmuel. First of all, we're talking about a Matneshkiv Mirah where you're giving everything away. Because if this machlokas Rav and Shmuel that we're about to see is about a matneshkiv mera where you're giving some things away, right? Just like the Gemara just finished a discussion about matneshkiv mera b'miktsas, and when we referred to it, we referred to it as matneshkiv mera b'miktsas. If this were a continuation of a discussion about matneshkiv mera b'miktsas, it should have mentioned that. It should have said b'miktsas. Va'od Hatznan masnis and stama shir karka kolshu matnasa matana. V'lo maflik ben kasu b'shtar kinyan ben lo kasu b'tocho. We have a Mishnah beferish about shir karka kolshu, about leaving out a little bit of karka from the matna shkivmira, where we say that it's a valid matana even if you get better. And we never distinguish between whether you wrote a lashon kinyan in the shtar or didn't write a lashon kinyan in the shtar. Sounds like if it's only matna shkivmira b'miktsas, it doesn't make a difference whether you wrote a lashon kinyan. V'heicham r'shmol lo yadana mayedun ba. How could Shmuel say he doesn't know what to do in this case? V'lo kana. Hakivin d'chsiv b'kinyan u'matnas miktsas hi al karka. That's our Mishnah, that it is a Matana. V'chein pirush rach, and so says the Rach, that must be the case over here. That it must be that we're talking about where you kosev kol nechasev. V'od, says the Rashbam, ha'pasakim l'divrei ha'kol hilchsa d'mat neshchiv rabbi mitzvahs b'yakinyin. We just paskined at the very bottom of Amud Beis, of Kufnun Aleph Amud Beis, that a mat neshchiv rabbi mitzvahs requires a kinyin. And therefore it has the full status of a Rav Nachman's Shita, it has the full status of a regular Matnas Bari. A Matnashkim Rav Mixas is no different than any regular gift. You can't retract, you can't go back on it, even if you get better, even if you stand up and you're fine and everything, you're healthy again, you can't go back. But if there's no kinyan, what does that mean? It's garbage. V'afilu imeis lo kana. Even if you die, it's not going to work. V'lavle l'gemara l'kova achar psak. The Gemara shouldn't have mentioned this after we already paskind. V'od midramin alal l'kaman midrav yudam r'shmuel shkivim rash kasav kol nechasav dahanami because of kol nechasav. Furthermore, we're going to see later on in the Gemara, when the Gemara is asking on these shitos, the Gemara is going to ask from a case of kosev kol nechasav. So the implication clearly is that our case is also a case of kosev kol nechasev. Fine, so that just sets the groundwork, right? We're talking about a case where you're giving away everything. What does it mean? Shekasev akinyin, says Rashbam, lav dafka, you write kinyin anywhere. V'adim im ein kosev kinyin betoch hashtar. Same would be true if you don't write kinyin in the shtar, or even if there's no shtar. You just mention in your savas shchiv mira, when you're dividing all your nechasim, you mention who you want it to go to, and you do a kinyin! You do a kinyan sudr for the Mekabel Matana to be able to receive what he's supposed to get. Why does it mention that you're kasuv b'kinyan? Says Rashbam, aval urcha demil sanakat, shederech lichtov hatzavos v'kinyan b'shtar, kidei shlo tishtakach hatzava'a. Generally, people want to keep a good record of their tzava'a. They don't want there to be any confusion after they die, or any disputes about what they wanted, so they write a tzava in very clear terms what they want to happen. So since it's normal to write the kinyan in the tzava, so that's why we mention a case of writing. But it's lav dafka writing. So that's the halacha. That's the case. Now, so the first two Rashbam just dealt with the case that according to that first of all it's where you're giving away everything. Second of all, it's lav dafka where you write anything. It could just be where you did a kinyan. It doesn't have to be writing a kinyan. Fine. And now, what's the halacha? So Rav said, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi. What is Arkavei Atrei Rikshi? So says Rashbam, go about five lines into the wide lines of Rashbam, Dikivin de Divrei Shchiv Mera Kiksuvnu Kumasurin Dami, since Divrei Shchiv Mera are considered as if the kinyan was already made, Ule Inyan Mikna La'achar Misa Lo Tzarech Kinyan, and regarding kinyanim, you don't need to do a kinyan after Misa, right? Because the Divrei Shchiv Mera alone counts as a kinyan. So what was this guy thinking? Why did he do a kinyan? Why did he write a kinyan? What was his goal in doing this? If you don't need to do that by Divrei Shchiv Mera, Hilkach must be liyafos kochos shemakabel matana hikna b'kinyan kidei shlo yuchal lachzer ba'afilu miyamun mecholyo. It must be that he was doing this just to strengthen the koach of the mekabel matana that he did this kinyan so that the guy won't be able to be chozer even if he gets better. That's why he did the kinyan, that he shouldn't even be able to be chozer even if he's amun mecholyo. Normally, a matnas shchiv mera, if he's amun mecholyo, you can be chozer. You could change. You could say, sorry, I didn't mean to give away all my stuff if I was going to get better. But if he wrote a lashon kinyan, it must mean that he's committing to it, right? Because that's the arkavei atrei rikshi. He's committing to two different sides. On the one hand, it's matnas shchiv mera. On the other hand, he's writing kinyan. You don't need a kinyan for matnas shchiv mera. So we translate that to mean that he wants to be miyapa the koach of the recipient. Fine, that's Rav. Ushmuel Amar lo yodana mai odunva. Shmuel says, I don't know what to do with this. So what does that mean? So the Gemara explains. That in some sense it's like a matnas bari, and in some sense like a matnas shchiv mera was Rav Shita. In some sense it's like a matnas bari that if he gets better, you don't go back, right? He can't go back on it. And it's like a matnas shchiv mera sheim amar halva asa leploni, halva asa leploni. It's like a matnas shchiv mera in the sense that if he says, I want my loan to go to so-and-so, then that's going to work. What does that mean? Because a matnas bari, that does not work. Right? Meaning, if you look at Rashbam, sheim amar halva asa leploni, bizos ha-matani, im nasan lo halva shechayv lo ish acher. I know that somebody owes me money, so I give you that money that's owed to me. Afakav deleka maimit shlashtan, kana. There's no maimon shlashtan, so there's no valid form of kinyan that I'm being makne to you the money that's owed to me. Nevertheless, you come to kaimulan money to be yarcha tenei leploni b'maimon shlashtan kana lo shem milv lo shem pikadon v'hacha kana kani b'tzava a shchiv mera v'yafagav delek of maimon shlashtan. Over here, since he's a shchiv mera, you don't need maimon shlashtan. The fact that he's a shchiv mera alone, that makes it happen. So what do you see? That you gave him the special koach of a recipient of matnas bari, namely the fact that you can't retract the matana anymore, and you gave him a special koach of the recipient of matnas shchiv mera in the sense that you didn't need to do a strong form of kinyan to make something happen, like when you transfer a halva'a where you didn't need maimit shlashtan, where it worked anyway. So that's what it means, that's what Rav means when he says arkavei atrei rikshi, that we give this person with this matana special koach on both sides. That's arkavei atrei rikshi. Ushmuel amar, and Shmuel says no, lo yadana ma'edun ba, I don't know what to do with this. Shema lo gomer la'aknoso el b'shtar v'in shtar la'aknoso. Lachar Misa. Maybe the reason you wrote a Lashon Kinyan is because you didn't want to commit. You only wanted to be makna to the other person through the shtar. And the shtar can't take effect Lachar Misa. So maybe the whole thing is invalid. Not only can you be chozer, maybe it never worked in the first place. If you look at Rashbam, lo yadana mai eden ba, dilma lo kana klal afilu emes. Maybe you're not kona at all, even if he dies. Since the Kenyan is only working with words alone, since you're giving away everything, why do you need to do another Kenyan on top of that? Why is the guy actually doing a form of Kenyan? So we could say, Mahadar Hadar, what he's really doing is he's being chozer. And he's taking back the strength that Matna Shchiv Mirah normally has. By doing the Kinyan on top of a Matna Shchiv Mirah, it's not showing that I want to add extra koach. What it might be showing is, I want to take away the koach of Matna Shchiv Mirah, and instead I want it to be a regular Kinyan. What am I being makna to you? This stuff, after I die. I still don't intend to give it to you right now through this Kinyan. I just want to make it clear that you don't have the koach of a matna shchiv mirah, but I still only want the gift to be given after I die. Ve'ein shtar lachar misa. The only thing is, a shtar can't take effect lachar misa, elim kein hikna lamichayim. Inami, ein ha-kinyan kasu b'shtar, v'gam ha-shtar lo nichtav klal, or it could be, we're talking about a case where nothing was in writing at all. El shetziva v'nasin mechayim kol nechasa b'tzava shkiv mirah, u'makna b'sudar. You did a kinyan sudar to confirm what you wanted to give to this person. So ein kinyan tofe, shalom niskav nahaknos alach remisa. The kinyan's not going to work. Why? Because you didn't want this kinyan to take effect until you're dead. As soon as you die, the nechasim belong to the yarshin. Then you don't have the ability to make the kinyan take effect. So it can't work that way. You can't have your kinyan take effect after you're already dead. Why does Rashbam have to add that in? Because he was the one that was quick to point out that when it says that matna shchiv mirah shekasav b'kinyan, that it's lav dafka that you wrote anything. That it could just be that you told somebody you want to give them stuff and you did a kinyan. This whole idea of writing was not necessarily true, according to the Rashbam. And the Rashbam expressed that this Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmuel, it's lav dafka in a situation where you're writing anything. It could just be that you did a form of kinyan based on a verbal declaration of where you want your stuff to go. You did a kinyan sudar to confirm that. Fine, so that's the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Do we assume that the kinyan on top of the matna shchiv mirah is to be miyapa the koach of the recipient, or do we assume the kinyan on top of the matna shchiv mirah is to weaken its status as a matna shchiv mirah and to make it only chal la'achar misa al yedei this kinyan? Problem is, a kinyan isn't going to be chal la'achar misa. It doesn't work that way, and therefore, according to Shmuel, you got nothing. Now, Tosfos takes strong issue with the Rashbam, and if you look at the second Tosfos on the page, matna shchiv mirah shekasav b'kinyan, Pirush Rabbein Shmuel the Mari b'shekasav lo kol nechasav. The first chiddush of the Rashbam that you were writing, you're giving everything. We're not talking about a matna shchiv mirah b'miksas over here. We're talking about a matna shchiv mirah where you're giving over everything. V'uadin below shtar, and the second chiddush of the Rashbam that it doesn't even have to be with a shtar. El shehiknelo. V'amrin din kinyan lachar misa. It's just that you did a kinyan. Says Tosfos 2 lines later. Ve'ein nir l'Rabbein Yitzchok bar Meir. The Rivam disagrees. Dim kein masnizin diktani shchiv mirah shashir kar kol shumatanasa matana. According to Rav, the Mishnah that says that a Shchiv Mirah gives over his Nechasim and leaves something out, that it's a valid Matana, what's that talking about? Isha lo b'kinyan, if you didn't make a Kinyan, amai matanas a Matana, why should it be a valid Matana? V'akaymin la el d'bay Kinyan. We just pass on a number base. You need a Kinyan in that case. By Matana Shchiv Mirah Miksas, you need a Kinyan. V'i b'kinyan, and if it's talking about that you did make a Kinyan, then if the whole mission is talking about where you made a kinyan, imkain seifa diktani lo shir karkakashu ein matanasu matana, then the seifa that says that if you gave everything away, that the matana is invalid. What do you mean? According to Rav, if you did a kinyan and you gave everything away, then the matana is valid. You're being miyapes kocho. You're telling him, even if I get better, I want this to be valid, according to Rav. V'sei l'Rav hachad, the matanasu matana b'kinyan. Over here, Rav says, if the matana is a real matana with a valid form of kinyan, then you bring miyapas kocha, then it works, even if you gave everything away. So if our Gemara is in fact talking about where you gave everything away, Rav would be against our Mishnah. It's a very strong kasha. Number two, va'od l'shmul damrein get lachramisa, who had denami dein kinyan lachramisa, Shmuel says, ain't get lachramisa, and therefore ain't kinyan lachramisa, im kein masnisin dektani shir karka kolshu matanasu matana, hainu bikinyan. If our Mishnah is talking about where you leave a little bit out, when our Mishnah says you leave a little bit out of the matana, it's that it's still a valid matana, that's if you did a kinyan, eich yoel l'shmuel klum, halo shem lo gomer lachnosa lachramisa. According to Shmuel, whenever you do a kinyan, aren't we always worried that you're only intending on that kinyan being chal la'achar misa? So how come in our Mishnah, where you gave away part of your nechasim as a matna shchiv mira, with a kinyan, how does it work? Our Mishnah said that matana is absolutely binding. Even if you get better, that matana is going to be binding. But how does that work? According to Shmuel, we should always say, no, la'achar misa, it's not going to work, because you only wanted the kinyan to be chal la'achar misa. Va'od kasha, he says, furthermore, third kasha, midepasuk Gemara de hilchsa matna shkivmira b'mitzas baya kinyan, from the fact that the Gemara paskins, again, on the Amud Beis, on Kufnan Alphan Beis, that a matna shkivmira b'mitzas requires kinyan, v'mamad einu chozer, mashma habekula imamad chozer. The implication is that if it was a matna shkivmira b'kula, if you gave everything away, then when you get better, you can be chozer, v'afilu al yidei kinyan, even if you did a kinyan. V'halasa l'rav. But Rav disagrees with that, because Rav says, the islay, the kinyan olim kol kaf bekol nechasav kemo manas bari. According to Rav, if you do a kinyan, you just made this matana a real valid matana, where you don't need, where you're not allowed to be choser. You made it like a regular matanas bari. Va'od kasha, number four. Docha gadolu shagamara enu omer el shtar, v'omer do adinami kinyan below shtar. He just says the Rashbam is taking a little bit of license over here. No, the Gemara says kasav ba kinyan. And the Rashbam says, kasav doesn't mean kasav. Who told you you could say that? It doesn't say that in the Gemara. So he says the Rashbam is taking a little too much license in extending the Gemara beyond the case that the Gemara talks about. Va'od, and finally, fifth kasha, till the svarim de garsin le kaman ukugon de kasav le vikanina minei mosav amatanta de mashma shabitoch hashtar kasav lokein. We're going to see certain girsaos in the Gemara where you add in v'kanina minei mosva matanta da. Where do you add v'kanina minei mosva matanta da if you never wrote anything in the first place? Sounds like you wrote something. It sounds like this. We're talking about dafka where something was written. So he says, but there are those that don't have such a lashon later on in the Gemara. Fine. So what's the alternative? How else can we explain our Gemara? It says Tosfos from nearly the Farish to Mairi Bishtar Dafka. We're talking about where it's Dafka with a star. V'hainu time of the Rav Shesover Shal Kach Kosav Lo Kinyan B'toch Hashtar La Alume Kocho Yoser. The reason you wrote a Kinyan in the star, Rav says, is to strengthen the Koach Shafilu B'kol Nechasav Imam Adeinu Chozer Kimin Shekosav Lo B'toch Hashtar. Meaning Rav is the same Shita, but we're talking about Dafka where the Kinyan is written in the star. It's not a steer with anything we said in our Mishnah or previously in our Gemara, because our Mishnah and previously in the Gemara we've been talking about where a Shkiv Mira speaks, where it's a matna Shkiv Mira b'dibur. Over here we're talking about b'shtar. Okay, b'shtar, if he's writing a lashon of kinyan in the shtar, then Rav is going to say that's to make the koach of the recipient greater. Ushmol sabar, and Shmuel says, no, the shtar ze einu ela migra kocho. The shtar weakens him. Ki afal bi sheyesh bo kinyan, ein bo b'kachi for koach, al yesh lan olam shol gomel lak nosa le b'shtar. Shmuel emphasizes that by writing a shtar, even though you put a lashon of kinyan in the shtar, you're trying to say that you only want this to work through a shtar. So that's the explanation of Shmuel Sheet. Okay, Tosfos goes on for a while. All these Tosfos can go on for a while, but we'll leave it at that. This basic machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos, when our Gemara says that it's a matna shchivim rasha kasav bakinyan, is it dafka kasav or lav dafka kasav? Says Gemara Vayter, v'rami adrava d'shmuel. We have a stira within Rav and a stira within Shmuel. D'shalach Rav Mishmed Rabbi Avohu, Ravin sent in the name of Rabbi Avohu, have a yadi sheshalach Rabbi Elazar l'gola. You should know that Rabbi Elazar sent a message to the gola, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu, shchiv mera sha'amar kesu t'numan al-ploni. A shchiv mera who says, write and give this $100 to Ploni, umes, and then he dies, Ein kosvin v'nosnin. We do not write and give that money. Shemelo gamela knosel b'shtar. Because maybe from the fact that he said kisvu, he only intends it to work al yidei shtar. Vein shtar lachramisa. And a shtar can't work lachramisa. V'amra v'domer Shmuel. Hilchsa kosvin v'nosnin. But Shmuel said, nah, no problem, you can give it. Even though he said write it. And ein shtar lachramisa. Shmuel says, no, it's fine. So Rav said it's not fine, Shmuel said it is fine. Kasha drav adrav, kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. A direct stira. Right? In our case, by the Matna Shchimera, where you wrote Elashim Kinyan, Rav is the one that said, yeah, you're just being malim kocha, you're just making it stronger for him. And Shmuel said, no, you're trying to make a lachramisa, ain't shtal lachramisa. And over here we see the reversed. Sense is Gemara, drav adrav lo kasha. Rav is not a stira. Had lo kanaminei. The case where Rav said that you're being malim kocho, where you're being miyapes kocho, is where you did a kinyan, right? You were kasab a kinyan. Over here, lo kanaminei. There was no kinyan, right? Our Gemara was explicit that it was talking about kasab a kinyan on the top. And the Rashbam thinks kasab a kinyan or did a kinyan, whatever. But lo kanaminei, when you didn't do a kinyan, then Rav would say, no, you're just trying to make it work lachar misa, and that doesn't work. The Shmuel Okasha. Shmuel is also not a stira. B'miyapes kochel. The case where Shmuel is going to say it does work is where you do something else to make it clear that you're being miyapes kochel, that you're not just trying to make it work lachar misa. What else do you do to be miyapes kochel? The Gemara will explain. Yes, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak achori de Rava. Yes, Rava kamei de Rav Nachman kavai minei. Rav Nachman was sitting behind Rava, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and he asked the following: Miyom Shmuel Shemel lo gamer laknosa el b'shtar vein shtal lachar misa. Does Shmuel really hold of this entire concept that we attributed to him at the top of the Amud, that the person only intends when you write a shtar with your matnas shchivmera and the lashon kinyan in the shtar that you only intend for it to take effect after you die, and ein shtal lachar misa? V'am Rav Yidomer Shmuel, Shchiv Mera Shkasov Kal Nechasov L'Acherim, a Shchiv Mera who writes over all of his Nechasim to other people, Afal Pi Shekonu Miyado, even though they're Kona, even though they did a Kinyan, Amad Chozer. If you get better, you can go back on it. V'yadu Ashlo HaYekinyan Elam Machmas Hamisa. Because you know that the Kinyan was only done because of the death, meaning he was only intending to do the Kinyan because he was intending on dying. How's that a kasha on Shmuel? So says Rashbam, Hilka Chozer, but that's why you can be Chozer. Ha'imeis, implication is though that if he dies, Kana Mekabel Matana, then the Kinyan does work. And Shmuel does not say, oh no, he only intended it to work through a shtar after he dies, and there's no shtar after you die. The kasha de Shmuel. This is a kasha de Shmuel. Dama lo yadana me'edim ba. V'mat nashkim rashi yesh b'kinyin. Shmuel said that when you have mat nashkim rashi yesh b'kinyin, that it can't work. Dahainu hach, because this is the same exact case. V'achamar kan achar misa. And over here it says that it does work l'achar misa. Right? That the kinyin is going to work. It's Rav Yehuda or Shmuel. Same guy. Right? It's same Shmuel. And we do see that it's going to work l'achar misa. So that was the kasha that they asked. So v'achvi le'biyadei v'ishtik. He motioned with his hand that he knows an answer, but to keep quiet. Ki kam amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rav, ma yachvi lach. So later on, they got up and they said, what was that symbol that he made to you? He made some sort of hand motion to indicate that he had some sort of answer. What was going on? Amar lei b'miyapes kochel. He said, no, the case is, when Shmuel said that it does work, he's talking about a specific case where you did something else to indicate that you were being miyapes kochel. Not stam that you did a kinyan. If you just do a kinyan with a shtar, fine, then it's not going to be miyapes kocha. Then we assume that you're trying to make it work lachar misa. It doesn't work. But over here we're talking about when you did something else to be miyapes kocha. So hechidami miyapes kocha. What does it mean? What do you do to be miyapes kocha? Samar of chista, kanina minei mosif al matanta da. Right? You write in the shtar, kanina minei mosif al matanta da. You say those words, mosif al matanta da. Very clearly, you're trying to be mosif to what the koch otherwise would have been, not to substitute it for a shtar lachar misa. Fine, that's why Shmuel holds it works. Pshita kasav le v'kasav l'zeh, haynu d'chias rav dimi amr daitikim v'atal daitiki. It's pashut in the case where Shchivmira writes all of his nechasim to Ruvein as a matna Shchivmira, whether balpeh or b'chsav. And then he writes them to Shimon, right? So then that's daitiki v'atal daitiki. That's what we said, that one daitiki can be v'atal the second one can be v'atal the first one. a Shchiv Merah can always be Chozer up until the last moment, and we assume he was Chozer from the first Matna Shchiv Merah, and he intends to give it instead to the second guy. Kasav Ezekiel Azeh, if you not only write, you're all in your Nechasim to Ruvain, but you give him a Shtar as a Raya for his Kinyan, and then you do the same for Shimon. So Rav Amar Rishon Kana, Ushmol Amar Sheni Kana. Now we have Machlokas. Rav says Ruvain is the one that's Kona, Shmuel says Shimon is the one that's Kona. Right? Rav says Ruvain is the one that's Kona because he did a Kinyan. Once you were Makna to him, it's a Matna Shkrimra where there's a Kinyan, where you Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, which means that you're giving him the Yipwe Koach, you're making this like a Matna's Bari in the sense that it's final. And if it's final, you can't change your mind 2 minutes later and give it to Shimon. Right? So Rav is going to say that the first one is Kona. Shmuel is going to say, no, the second one is going to be Kona. Like a regular Matna Shchiv Merah, because Im Amad Chozer, by the first one, because the first one, you were not Miapes Kocha, right? That was Shmuel Shita. By the first one, when you just because you did a Kinyan, doesn't mean that you were Miapes Kocha, and therefore you have the right to be Chozer. Rav Am Rishon Kana Harei Kamanas Bari. Rav says, the first guy is Kona, because it's like a regular Matna's Bari. Shmuel Am Rishani Kana Harei Kamanas Shchiv Merah. Shmuel will say the second guy will be Kona, because the first one was like a Matna Shchiv Merah. So, Frek the Gemara, that's exactly the Machlok, because we just had an Oman Aleph, right? The Machlokas is about the same issue. Didn't we already have them argue once about a Matna Shchiv Merah Shekasav B'Kinyan? What's the point of having a second Machlokas about the same exact topic? So answers Gemara Tzricha. No, it needs to be said. Had we only... Had we only had the first discussion, so I would say that's where dekanumine, that's where you did a kinyan, but in the second case, the lo kanumine, where you didn't do a kinyan, so you just gave him a shtar as a raya to the fact that he was kona, but you didn't actually do a kinyan. Ema modeh l'Shmuel. So I think Rav would be modeh l'Shmuel that you're not being miapes kocho. V'yitmar baha, and if we only would have had the second one, baha kamer Shmuel of bachem modeh l'Rav. Tzrich, I would say that's where Shmuel says it. But in the first case, on the Amud Aleph, I would say maybe he's modeh to Rav, and therefore we need both machlokes. And to tell me that both Rav and Shmuel stand their ground, both in the case of as we said in Amud Aleph, of Shtar Shchiv Merah Shekasav B'Kinyan, as well as a case of that we said in Amud Beis, where we said that Kasav Vizika, where it's Kasav Vizika, but not necessarily where it was also Kanamine. Okay, we'll stop there. Tomorrow we'll continue with the second version of this discussion of Pumbedisa.